It's people who want to bring Middle East peace. It's people who want to bring national reconciliation. We've got people at council who've thinking of national and global agendas, and meanwhile, we've got a federal government, you know, trying to build swings in the local park and things like that. We kind of often have it upside down.
Right.
So we want local council to just focus on the things that they need to do and stay out of other areas of life that are not really the council's responsibility.
Understand. And a other point I would like to for you to talk about is that you support council demergers.
Yes. So the state government forced councils to merge. And we have, you know, massive councils now. This council was merged. But if we had a separate council for Wauchope and the Camden Haven from Port Macquarie, it could be more focused on the local area and on the needs of people in that area. When councils are too big, they become impersonal. You can't just phone them up and speak to the general manager or something like that. They become aloof. They become sort of big bureaucracies, and it's like, who are you, little pleb? We don't need to speak to you. So we'd like to see smaller councils, or at least we'd support that if that's what the community wants. There's no perfect size for a council, but if the community supports that and wanted to vote for that, then we'd support that.
Well, I should not ask you perhaps how can you change that?
Well, it's difficult to change that from council itself.
Of course.
Because it's the state government that forces councils to merge, and the state government has to allow them to demerge and sort of get out of the way and not put too many burdens and costs in the way of doing that.
Right. And you have a team of four, and could you briefly tell me who they are and what they're standing for, please?
Yeah, sure. It's myself plus four others, so there's five of us all together. Our second candidate, who I'm really hoping will get in as well, is Bree Coetzer. Bree runs her own swim school, but she's got a lot of political experience as well. Bree actually used to work for David Gillespie and for Leslie Williams for a time. She was one that was either fired or forced to leave over not taking the jab back in the day, as a lot of the staff of the political staff were. But she's fantastic. She's a fighter. Dwayne Stace is our number three. He's a great local guy too. Deborah Cooper, people might know, is a nutritionist. And Dave Bird, who is a business consultant. But each of these people would be fantastic on council.
Well, I'm sure they would be. You've selected these people yourself?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay, that's great. And is there anything else you'd like to add? Time is moving on. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, well, I just, I think when people look at the current councillors, there's kind of, the council is quite divided. But I think someone new, like myself, running for council, could just help bring a different perspective. And I think if you think that the council is too controlling and it's too big for its boots, then I want to go there to support the community in kind of pushing back against, you know, the growing bureaucracy and the sort of the growing paternalism of council.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for your insight today. But before we finish, I was wondering if you could please let the listeners know where early voting starts on Saturday, the 7th of September. Do you know where the venues are?
There are six. Now, you can look it up at the New South Wales Electoral Commission website,
right,
which is separate from the Australian Electoral Commission website, so just bear that in mind. But there'll be six in this area. There'll be one in North Haven. There's one in Wauchope, and there are four in Port Macquarie. And so I better not say addresses and venues in case I get it wrong.
Of course.
But just look that up. And so that'll start from the 7th. So it'll be Saturday the 7th, then it'll be Monday to Friday of that week, but then the main election day is on the 14th of September.
Thank you for that, Mark, and thank you for coming in and spending some time with me this morning to let our listeners know a little bit about your plight for standing for the council, and I wish you all the best.
Oh, thanks very much, Christine.
You're welcome.